So I got to record that I love you all. You know, our lesson this morning is don't forget God. And it comes from the book of Deuteronomy. And I have some thoughtful pictures for us to look at. And the question is, let's start with somebody young first, because I'm kind of old. Hannah, you know what kind of flower that is? Nope. Somebody's going to learn something today. Okay? Well, let's go a little bit older. Oldest son, Crail. You know what kind of flower that is? No, because you're just a couple years older than Hannah. That's not too much, you know. Let me see. We got a little bit of a gap in between there, you know. How many of you old folks know what kind of flower that is? And I know if you don't want to raise your hands, you don't want to call yourself old folk, that's okay. I'll accept that God's made us to age. That's the way God makes. The name of this flower is something fancy in the scientific world, but in hillbilly world, it's called a forget-me-not. It's a forget-me-not. And that's okay to be a hillbilly. There's nothing wrong with being a hillbilly. God loves hillbillies too. He saves them too. That's why I'm here. My mother always reminded me, because my dad was from Michigan, my mom was from northern Alabama, and my dad always called my mom a hillbilly, and she looked it up. Some dictionary, it says a northern Michigan woodsman, so that we always had that in the family. Who's the hillbilly and who's not? Well, I know, you know, I come from both of them, so I know. But forget me not. And I learned that from my mother. And you know what? I remember saying that, and it came to my mind when I was looking at these verses in the title of our lesson, Do Not Forget God. And this come to my mind. I'm like, I don't even know what a forget-me-not is. I remember my mom talking about them. I remember my mom pointing them out. But for me, I had to go back and revisit what a forget-me-not was. So you young people, middle-aged people, some of you old people, learned in hillbilly, okay? Whatever, and those in between, it's forget-me-not. And they're beautiful flowers. Look at them. Now, the definition of our HD and our stuff isn't quite as astute as what we might be used to at our curved screen TVs at home. Ours are still flat, but, you know. And they grow in bunches like this. They grow individually. They grow in, I mean, that's, I just, like a little kid, when I clicked on pictures of forget-me-nots when I was looking up the lesson. But something to remind you of something. Now, how many of us have ever tied a string on our finger? DC has, okay? And that wasn't for pulling a tooth, DC. You know, it was for forgetting, trying to forget. Some of us have. It used to be common. Common. Now, the Jews, at one point in time, and some of them still do, got a little box. It's got a little folded up piece of paper in it. It's got scriptures on it. So they don't forget. Write these things on your mind, on your head. And they went way above and beyond what God expected. And that's why, don't forget God. And if something little like a forget-me-not flower can remember you this week, just this week maybe a day, maybe 10 years from now down your life, you see a forget-me-not, and you say, hey, God made those. Don't forget God. Because it's simple to do that. It's so simple to do that, you know. In our passage this morning in Deuteronomy, our scripture reading came from a little bit later, but we're going to look at most of the chapter of 8 in Deuteronomy, and it is written as such. Every commandment which I give you today, you must be careful to observe, that you may live and multiply,
and go in and possess the land which the Lord swore to your fathers. And you shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you and test you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. So he humbled you, allowed you to hunger, and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make known you known that man shall not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Your garments did not wear out on you, nor did your foot swell these 40 years. You should know in your heart that as a man chastens his son, so the Lord your God chastens you. Therefore, you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God, to walk in his ways and to fear him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs that flow out of the valleys and hills, a land with wheat and barley, vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills you can dig copper. When you have eaten and are full, then you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which he has given you. When I read this passage to me, folks, and brothers and sisters in Christ, I think to myself, have I been careful in my life this week to observe the things that God has commanded me to do? Have I remembered God in my daily decisions, in my choices, in my heart, keep his commandments? Have I humbled myself in front of him, or am I needed to be tested and tried some more in my life? I pray in my life at times, and have prayed in my life at times, I do not want to be a Job. I don't think I could handle losing everything I ever had and being physically afflicted to the point of wanting to die in despair. Thankfully, there's only one Job that we know of. That, what a tragedy for him. But he did not forget God, even though he went through all those things, folks. We could woe down through the pews here this morning and ask each and every one of us what kind of tragedies we've had in our lives. What hardships. What testings, so to speak. We all have them. We all have them. And they had them even worse in this passage of Scripture, God's people wandering in the wilderness. But we need to live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Irregardless. Is that right? Is that the right word, Kelly? Regardless? Regardless. Okay, regardless. You should have known in your heart that God loves you and helps you along the way. And sometimes those helps don't feel good. But I'll tell you about some helps and the powerfulness of God. Can you imagine this? And I never recognized this. Ladies, how many of you ever bought a pair of shoes that you just loved, but they killed your feet? I'm asking you to raise your hand. I never wore ladies' shoes that killed my feet. Okay? Yeah. How many of you ever had a pair of shoes, guys, you can comment on this, that you really liked, that they were happening, and they were comfortable, and they matched almost every outfit you had, and you didn't want to take them off, but they wore out? Can you imagine 40 years that are never going to wear out, and your feet aren't going to hurt? For those of you that like the stilettos and the, you know, wear them all day. Run track. You know? The favorite pair of shoes, guys, you ever had. Still got them. They still fit. Never wore out. For 40 years. That just seems like something simple. But you know what? These people went through that and you know, I threw two pair of shoes away in the last week. They hurt my feet. They got wet, shrunk up a little bit. Some of my favorite shoes. Not only did God feed them with stuff, how many of us, each time we open the fridge, say, thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. I'm just throwing out the idea. It came to me because I needed it. Next Sunday's lesson is probably going to be, just so you know, the title of it's going to be grateful somewhere. Because Brother Brad mentioned it up here, and I'm like, grateful. Man, that's a great feeling to feel grateful. I won't go on anymore because that's next week's lesson. Potentially. But folks, we forget all kinds of things. Some of us will forget about those shoes that hurt our feet, and I just reminded you. Some of us will forget about our favorite pair of shoes, and I just reminded you. We forget about all kinds of things in our lives and in our memory. And we become used to that. Some of us want to forget about the boss we didn't like. Some of us want to forget about the teacher we didn't like. Sorry, teachers, you know. Some of us want to forget about incidences in our lives that we regret. Unfortunately, folks, some of us sometimes want to forget about God. And that's a very dangerous thing to do. We don't want to forget about God, folks. There's examples of history of man where people forgot about God and struggled. And you know what? In this passage that we read, as we continue on, in the passage Brother Phil read for us, okay, and it adds a couple verses, 18 through 20. Do not forget the Lord your God. You and your heart is lifted up, and you forget your Lord, but you shall remember the Lord your God. The addition on to what Brother Phil read for us this morning starts right here. This is 18 through 20. Phil read this right here because once everything's good, once you got a little meat on your bones, once the heat's on in the house or the air's on in the house, you got some fuel in the car so you can make a trip wherever you want to go, maybe a little money in the bank, okay? Things are good. And you forget about God. You become self-sufficient. We become self-sufficient. They became self-sufficient. And it's written for our learning to say, folks, this is a time to be thankful, to be grateful, not to forget God. Maybe I won't preach on grateful. I'm just going to include it in today's lesson. A person that's not grateful or thankful has forgotten about God, does not remember God, has taken him for granted. That's one of the reasons why we gather together, and I am so thankful because I forget how precious Jesus is. I personally forget about him dying on the cross and saving me from my sins. And for me to gather together and have Brother Brad or whoever's up here for at that time to remind us, to remember him. I'm appreciative of that. I would forget. Yeah. Folks, there's multiple people in this community that have forgot because they're not here this morning. You can say whatever you want, okay? But according to God's word, you're going to obey his commands. His commands is gather with the saints. You shall remember the Lord your God. For it is he who gives you power to get wealth, and he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers, as it is today. Then it shall be, if you by any means forget the Lord your God and follow other gods and serve them and worship them, I testify against you this day that you shall surely perish. As the nations which the Lord destroys before you, so you shall perish because you would not be obedient to the voice of the Lord your God. Folks, we have a hard time because I said so. I'll give you an example. I'm at work this week. And one of the leader of the company now, he just said, I'm tired of people not doing what I say. I said so. And I'll be honest with you, I'm like, you know, chaotic to it when I get to it.
That didn't fly. Okay? God expects us to do what he says. Not when we get around to it. Not when we feel like it. Not when it's convenient for us. And in our society, folks, we don't like that. We don't like, you know. How many of us like a boss? Nobody? How many of us like being a boss? Everybody wants to raise their hand. No, I'm just kidding. Some people. Folks, if you don't like a boss, you don't understand the relationship we have with God. He says, follow me, obey me, listen to me, and I'll give you way beyond what your heart can even imagine, and I'll give you eternal life. This isn't where you stop. This fleshly body isn't where you stop. But if you don't, I'm just telling you right now, you're going to perish. And because God's people couldn't convince him, he sent his own son to try and convince him. And die for us. And
you shall remember the Lord your God. Do not forget God. In Psalm 78 it is written, give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to my words, the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, telling to the generation to come the praises of the Lord, and his strength, and his wonderful works that he has done. For he established a testimony in Jacob, and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, the children who would be born, that they arise and declare them to their children, that they may set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments, and may not be like their fathers, a stubborn and a rebellious generation, a generation that did not set its heart aright and whose spirit was not faithful to God. If someone was to ask me, okay, what's the difference between people that are going to live forever and people that are going to perish? I would say it is written that stubborn and rebellious people and people that didn't set their hearts right with God and were not faithful with God would not have eternal life. And we gather together today to sing the Lord's blessing, to remind ourselves of our commitments of those things, to keep us from being stubborn and rebellious. How many of us have had a child or a grandchild that has a stubborn streak or a rebellion streak in it? Every single one of us. Except for those that don't have children yet. Okay? And then for those that have never had children or grandchildren, I ask you, have you ever been stubborn or rebelled against your parents? Yeah. Folks, that is just a great opportunity for us to look at the Word of God and what he's asking for our hearts. What happens if Don decides I want to do something different than what Brother Brad, who's our elder, Brother Tom, our elder, wants to do? I'm just asking. Would I be being stubborn and rebellious? And is that a heart that's right towards God? I'm asking. Because you know, there's sometimes I want something done different than what Brother Brad and Tom done. But you know what? I place myself under the leadership of Jesus. And Jesus says, follow these that are following me.
Don't forget God. When I become angry and give somebody focused feedback without thinking about it very well, okay, am I remembering God when I do that? When we do that? Typically, if you have regrets about something, folks, you didn't take enough time or you didn't rely on God. You forgot about God, right? You forgot about God when you say something that you wish you hadn't said. There's nothing wrong with taking an extra second to make sure that your words are seasoned with salt, that you say what you want to say. You say something that represents your faith, not your emotions at the time.
There's big times that we remember and forget God, and there's little times that we remember and forget God. And don't forget the works of God, as this is bold in here in this passage. Folks, some of us in our lives become angry with God because of situations that have happened to us. Okay?
Don't let your anger and disappointment with God keep you from having eternal life. Resolve being stubborn. Resolve being rebellious. Now,
I wonder if my dad was as rebellious as I was. I don't know.
I never lived long enough and the generations didn't work out for me to ask my grandpa, what kind of boy was my dad? You know, my dad's been gone for almost 29 years. My grandfather passed away probably 15 years before that, maybe 10. I didn't have a chance to ask grandpa, you know what, Hannah did a little bit, but my mom's remembrance of the kind of kid I was, I don't know where her memory was. It wasn't the memory I have of myself. But folks, forgetting God, we forget a lot of things in our lives.
But to remember not to be stubborn and rebellious, folks. Satan wins when we rebel, okay? What happens when I'm stubborn with my wife? Does she think like she's in the presence of Jesus or somebody following Jesus?
Now, sometimes you got to be firm and stand your ground, but if you want to be contrary about everything that happens during the day, if you want to rebel against everything, I don't like that decision, okay?
How many of us, this is going to hit home, I'm going to tell you, most of you. Where are you going to eat lunch today? How many of you know?
How many of you won't make up your mind where you're going to eat lunch today? Can you rely on somebody else? Brother Adam and I are, most of the time, wherever you guys want, whatever you ladies want to eat is fine with us.
Once in a while, Adam says, not today. I had that yesterday. You know? But you know what? If you always don't like somebody, where you're going to eat, just something simple like that, being stubborn and rebellious, folks, and it ties over to going to work. Gee whiz, I don't like this. I don't like this rule. I don't like that rule. I don't like to drive the speed limit. I don't like the weather. You're just ornery about everything, folks.
You need to let Jesus in your heart. You missed the boat. You forgot about God. Don't forget about God.
Our last passage this morning comes from 2 Peter, and it is written, chapter 3, Beloved, now I write to you this second epistle, in both of which I stir up your pure minds by way of reminder, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before the holy prophets, and of the commandment, of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lusts, saying, Where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. Very dangerous point here, brothers and sisters. For this they willfully forget. Willfully forget. that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, by which the world that when existed perished, being flooded with water, but the heavens and the earth by which are now preserved by that same word are reserved for fire until the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years, and as 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Folks, willingly forget. Does that sound crazy? How do you forget if you willingly do it? I'm not going to accept God created the heavens and the earth. I'm not going to accept that God is in control of this earth and God's providence is still alive and well. I'm not going to accept that I'm a creation of his being and I need to obey him. I'm going to be rebellious. I'm going to be stubborn. Let's not have that mind and heart in our lives as brothers and sisters in Christ. Let us not forget God. Let's not forget the cross and the preciousness that Jesus did. Don't forget God. You shall remember man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. You should know in your heart his promises and his precepts and what he's promised us. You shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which he has given you. Be thankful, be grateful in your life. You're not forgetting God when you do that. Your heart is lifted up and you forget the Lord your God. Don't get too proud. Don't get too busy with life to smell the roses, to look at the forget-me-nots. And not forget the works of God, how great it is, how beautiful the sunshine is. Don't willfully forget. Don't make choices that contradict God's truth in our lives. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise. He loves us all. He's patiently waiting for us to turn our lives over to him on a daily basis. Jesus paid it all. If you have not obeyed the gospel of Christ, put your life in his hands and had your sins washed away by the waters of baptism, which is to come in contact with the blood of Christ. We invite you to do that this morning. If there's something on your heart you want to make right, we plead with you to do that as we stand and sing the selected song. I dare